sleeping. And then she was like, what are you, gay? It's like, yeah, now I'm definitely gonna come over, right? Like, I feel like there's no worse sex than proving you're straight sex. Like, I just, like, no, I'm a fucking man, like, no. Listen, I'm 30 years old, I'm bald, I'm not leaving my house past midnight for anything. Like, I'm done. But when I was 20, I once drove 6 hours on the off chance of pussy. This girl was like, if you were here right now, it'd be so much fun. And I was like, I'll see you at 4 a.m., stay awake. And I just drove. And I got pulled over, and the cops are like, son, what's the rush? Why speed? And I was like, pussy. And they're like, go, just go. What are you doing? Go. We'll give you an escort. Red Pontiac vibe, coming in hot. Like, let's just go. We didn't even have sex there. We just played Uno. She's like, isn't this fun? I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. For Uno, draw four. Please, just draw four, you scumbag.
So, all right. Go ahead again.
Okay, so you yelled at my friends, like, outside the Comedy Store. Bradless, by the way, not Greg.
Greg's a saint.
He's unbelievable.
I'm definitely not a saint.
Way more calm than
definitely
I am.
But when I heard what you were yelling about, I was like, all right, I get that. Like,
okay, you know what?
What was he yelling about?
Thank you so much.
He was just like, man, fuck this. I'm funnier than most of these motherfuckers.
I said funnier than Rob. I didn't say funny. See, people misconstrue what I say.
You say you're funnier than Rob?
I never said.
What'd you say?
I never say
you're funnier than a lot of these people.
Yeah, I never say I'm funnier than anybody publicly like that.
Oh,
I say that
shit.
For private conversations.
Okay.
But I do say
I'm funnier than all of these people.
Did I say that publicly?
Okay.
He didn't say it. Sorry, it could have been a game of telephone.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
not going to die on these words.
That's what you heard? That's what I heard.
Yeah,
who told you that?
Huh?
Who told you that?
Who said I said that?
My boy Joe. He was like, yo, Bradless came through yelling at everybody, yelled at Rob. And he said, you get some too, Rob.
I was like,
Bradless. It's not like a fucking, all you gotta do is keep jabbing and you got the fight. Like, keep using your reach and you'll win.
I said Rob wasn't funny. That's what I said. Rob wasn't funny.
Rob's okay. Funny now.
And then he goes,
he's pretty funny.
See, he said now. Funny. I know. I just remember him. I remember watching him doing a set. I was like, yeah, he's funny now. And then he came on the podcast, and you said he was funny.
Yeah, so yeah.
I just
like
agreed.
A couple days before that, I was like, oh, look at you.
Yeah, yeah, he grows up.
Yeah. So condescending. I'm sorry, Rob.
Rob's great.
No, that voice,
fucking great.
No, his size, so good. With his size, that voice, his voice.
Rob can fuck up somebody's chest.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay. At one point, he was like, I'm going to defend myself. I was like, Rob, I'm not fighting anybody in comedy for no money.
Jesus, Brad.
For no money. That's ridiculous.
That's fair.
I would watch that.
No, but I said,
comedians fighting.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
I wanted to do a show like that.
Heather Maruli versus everybody.
I wanted to do a show like that. Where it's just
Royal
like,
Rumble,
you do a set, and then you, like, it's like chess boxing. It's like a roast battle, but then you fucking fight. But then, like, Vertrees would just murder everybody because he's an Xbox.
Heather Maruli would beat you up and then fuck you. Oh, that's not nice, Greg.
No,
that's not
what?
Nice. Just say I said it. Just mix my ass. Yeah.
I stand by these jokes.
Rob was like, oh, you said I was funny on the podcast. I was like, yeah, because Greg said it, and I'm being polite, but also, I was being a dick.
This is after the podcast.
The way I heard it was you were just fucking spraying up the block of like, fuck you, fuck you, come up to the store, mad.
Mm-mm.
And I was like,
no, yes.
Right?
The store does that to people,
but also
it does do it. That's why.
Here's what happened. Yeah. I had a fight with the door guy, Luke Schwartz.
Okay. Shout out to Luke.
Good.
About to
good
do
dude.
His Bill Burr.
Not a good
TV
dude.
Taping. Good dude.
He not just, a good dude.
But Luke's a different look. Luke's
no, not a good.
He's cool
not,
with me.
Right,
cool
let me
cool
not,
with me.
Let me not say not a good dude because actually I misconstrued our relationship. I just thought he was an asshole.
Yeah.
And he was being an asshole to me sometimes, and I just became an asshole back because I'm a great asshole.
Luke is an asshole. Luke is totally an asshole, but he's a good asshole.
Yeah.
You just have to know how to. You just got to know that he's an asshole.
I know, but sometimes I let the assholes know I could be a better, bigger asshole. Haven't you?
Luke's not a competitive. He's not a competitive asshole.
Yeah,
no. He's like an asshole. Luke's the dude at the back of the classroom that's joking everybody, and if you get offended. You just get in there with it.
Yeah.
Oh. But if you just laugh at it, It's great.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't like he's not the guy who talks about people in the back of the back of the classroom. He's the guy who's like very condescending towards the people who's also in the back of the classroom making jokes. I'm like, hey, I'm in the back of the classroom too, asshole.
No, I mean,
don't be such an asshole to me. I'm joking with you, but like, also, I will fuck you up.
But Luke, he's an equal opportunist, though. He jokes everybody, even himself.
Yeah. You're rude with me. I do that all the time.
No.
Yeah,
that's why I'm like, oh man, no, Luke's a good dude. He just gotta understand where he's coming from.
So then I went through what I went through.
He's tortured. He's a tortured soul.
So I had a little mental break that I went through, and I went back to the store, right?
Okay.
And I walk up to the store, Greg, Teef, I walk up there with every intention. I had a mantra. It's like, I'm not doing it today.
Jesus.
I just said it to myself. I was like, I'm not doing it today. Okay. I'm not doing it today. Yeah. I'm going to be on my best fucking behavior.
Okay.
Not doing it. I was an asshole. I was yelling at Luke. I was threatening to fight him. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. I was right emotionally.
You got to let people know sometimes, though. Like, I'm sort of on your side.
Yeah, no.
I want you to know that.
So many people came up to me and was like, employees were just like, you're right about the way he behaves towards people, but you're wrong about the way you went about it, which is totally fair and right. It's true, because I was an asshole doing that and immature and all those things, right? So I walk up to the store. I'm just like, not today, Bradless. Today's going to be a good day. What you got to do?
Fuck.
Wait in line, sign your name, say hi to some people, chill, maybe watch a couple if you don't get on, get the fuck out of there, right?
Yeah.
I see Rob in line. I go, and my first words, I go, oh, Rob's there. Perfect opportunity for me to apologize. Because he did get sprayed with some residual shit that he did not deserve. Because he was defending Luke, and I was just like, he just became Luke. And at some point, like, I just want to be right, and I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So that's something I got to work on. So then,
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
So I see Rob. My first words out of my mouth was like, Rob, I want to apologize. That's what I was going to say. It was like from my brain, it was going to my nose.
Oh,
it was almost
fuck.
In my mouth, right? Yeah. And then I give Rob the head nod, and I was about to speak, and then Rob hits me with the, we gonna have problems today?
No!
It makes sense in the mind, it's triggering.
That's right.
Yeah. I was just there. I know.
No, but that's enough. That's enough to get hands.
He just shit on us, dude.
No, because
what is he gonna say?
No, because he came at him defensive, and he like. Dude,
oh
I'm right
my
there.
God.
There's a temper. I have a temper.
I'm working on it.
You got a battered woman. And she sees her fucking abusive friend. And he puts his hand up. And you're mad.
But the hands have flowers in them.
But no.
My hands have flowers in them, Greg.
He didn't see the flowers. He nodded at him.
I didn't come in aggressive.
Like, hey, what's up?
Armor's down.
He didn't come in aggressive. He was like, no. Y'all are abusive.
I'm on his fucking side.
I feel for both of you guys as girlfriends, future wives, and daughters.
I'm a very understanding man.
You abusive.
And then it just went out the window. I was like, oh, we're going to be fake today? And then it just turned into a... And I would like to publicly apologize.
I love Rob.
I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my career. I like to publicly apologize.
Probably not. No.
That should be your fucking album.
Dude, no.
Public apology.
What did I say?
There are dudes who have done way worse than still getting spots.
At the store.
Oh, yeah.
No. You're fine.
Yeah.
I did say something once. I said, Richard Pryor did coke in the front. In the back, right? Richard probably used to do coke in the back.
Yeah.
And I can't yell at motherfuckers in the front. I didn't say motherfuckers. I use a word that you're not allowed to say anymore. I'm not never saying that word.
Cunts?
Yes.
Oh. No. Really? Did you use cunts?
No, I didn't use that word.
We can say cunts, right?
Name that's redacted.
Not a bad word.
But I was like, and I can't yell at motherfuckers in the front.
Yeah. You call a woman fat.
Did you?
I think she'll get more upset than the word cunt, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Fat cunt is really good.
Excuse me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone. 2020 vision.
Welcome to another episode of Black Stage with Bradless and Greg. We're starting this off right.
Oh, man.
I've already talked to Brad a little bit. Look, our special guest today, none other than the hilarious Atif Myers, everybody. Let's give it up for Atif.
Hey, guys.
Good
How
to
we
see,
doing?
Man.
How you doing?
It's good to see you, bro.
Just walking in.
Thanks for coming,
I'm sorry,
man.
I was to start smoke. I would try to start.
No, there's no smoke.
I was
no
okay. Smoke.
There's no smoke at all. Everything, all the air's cleared.
Okay.
And we didn't.
I was like,
it's
not how I want to come in.
No,
no. I know you because if you.
No.
So yeah, they're my friends.
Yeah. You got. Who are your friends? I got a list.
I'm not gonna fight for Rob. Like he can handle his own battles, bro, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's like,
he's a nice little bowling ball. He's like bowling ball legs. I'm being nice. This
Rob
is the way we're being
nice.
Out
your navel. He will beat your navel down.
He will take you down.
Why is he punching my? Why is my thigh bruised? Oh yeah, for Rob. So he can just jab me
Jesus
in the thigh.
Shout out to Rob. He's such a nice guy.
I do want to apologize. And I was when I see you next time, I will humble myself. I will lower myself to your height.
Why?
And go and beat you eye to eye.
There's no need for all of these.
Sincerely apologize eye to eye.
What's funny is it's not even like a My Giant scenario where
he's not
7 feet tall.
No, but it's significant. Yeah. It's a significant difference. I can peer over him.
Morales is barely 6 feet.
I can post up Rob. I could post up Rob.
You could. I don't know how successful it would be because
he'll be very successful.
He's got strong legs.
Hella strong.
I know, but
he's strong upper body.
Yeah. I would never want to fight Rob.
It would be like a low level version of like Shaq versus like Big Baby. It'd be like the lowest
Big
level.
Big Baby's big. He's tall, man.
He's like 6'7".
I love to post up. I never posted up a pineapple before. He has a pineapple body.
Rob?
Yeah.
Rob's a little.
He has a pineapple body.
He's like, I love him, but yeah.
And I love you, Rob. Also, yeah. I like the pun. This is just jokes.
He's like two fun size Snickers together. Two of them. Just melded together.
Two melted fun size.
Two welded. Welded together. All right.
Welded like together. Somebody had to wear like a mask to make Rob. They were like, we don't want to get blinded, so let's
got
put
all
on
the chocolate melted together.
Yeah, let's put on that fucking mask.
All the thickness. There it is. I hope he doesn't.
That welder's not into height.
He's definitely
going to fight all of us.
I know, he's going to beat me up. God damn it. Nah, I'm not fighting anybody.
Again, just keep jabbing. Keep jabbing and moving, and you got the range.
Rob likes me. He's not fighting me.
Rob
pay people
me.
Now.
Rob and I are good.
Atif, now you came here talking about you got a date. You got a date tonight?
No, what? I'm taking out my girlfriend.
Oh, you
that's
got
not
a girlfriend?
A date.
Yeah, that's not a date. We're just watching TV.
An outing.
How long you guys been going out?
11 months.
11 months. Yeah.
He did that calculating IRO where he was like, math.
11 months.
11 months when I said I loved you or when it was a.
No, 11 months. 11
How'd
months.
Y'all meet?
Internet. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
yeah, which site?
OKCupid.
Oh,
that still exists?
That's the love site, right?
Yeah, apparently.
People shit, looking so, for love and shit.
I guess. I don't know. I burned through all of them. So, yeah.
Okay.
Where do you mean? Where you got kicked off?
No, I was on like every dating app for years. Yeah. I was even on like J-Swipe. I was on a Jewish one.
Oh, nice. Oh. Hey, man, what?
Yeah. As a black Muslim.
Beautiful.
Just on a fucking
man,
Jewish
you got to talk about that. That's a whole like series right there.
It was dope.
Black
Jews.
Muslim.
A lot of Jews hit me up. They were like, are you for real right now? I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
So you put Muslim.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
And then watch them bait in the water and watch those Jew fish come in. That's not derogatory,
that's
right?
I don't know. Jewfish?
Jewfish is
one fish, two fish, three fish, Jewfish? What do I
hey, I would have to all my Jewish friends and family.
Wait.
Shalom. I have nothing to do with this.
Hire me. Hire me is Yiddish, right? And
I think so.
It's Hollywood.
I got nothing to do with none of this.
No, but it was dope. It was dope. So yeah, I've been with her for a minute, and it's been good. She hasn't hit me yet, which is dope.
Oh, man.
Yeah. God, you've been hit before by women?
Fuck yeah.
You haven't been hit by a woman?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Yeah.
Sure.
It took every strength of my body to be like,
yeah, no.
My friend
can't.
Was in the room too. I was just like, I didn't do anything.
You can't do anything.
I just didn't do anything.
I mean, this is going to be very racist, but
okay.
I've never been hit by white women.
Really?
Never been hit by white women.
I've been hit by white women.
Say what you will about the white women. But they keep their hands in their pockets.
I've been hit by white women. It's weird.
Been hit by Asian women. Been hit by Latino women.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely hit by black women.
Black women. Black women got kicked in the chest once. I got like 300 in. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how? How did you do this?
Oh, this God. Is for Beyonce!
She just kicked you in. She kicked me in the chest. And I was like, what?
Beautiful.
How?
What was her name? What was her name? First
Sherelle?
Day. Sherelle.
I think I was like 12 or 13.
Sounds like it's Garmin.
What's her UFC middle cage fight? Sherelle front kick.
Sherelle fucking Anderson Silva me, you know, like right in the chest. Though.
I don't even count like before like 20. I mean, before 20. Oh, really? I've been punched in the face by women before 20. Oh, yeah.
In my 20s, it was only like white women that would hit me, though. But black women would fucking kick and punch.
You ever got hit with a spoon, but like the spoon that you use, you mixed the soup?
Yeah.
No, bro.
You just get hit with a spoon. It's like, I was like, only my mom is allowed to hit me with objects like this. But then I'm like, okay, I am fucking you, so I guess that's the trade.
Was it Sherelle?
Was it the same broad?
I got a mean Sherelle.
We got an Usher and T-Pain and R. Kelly situation going on right now.
So where'd y'all go on your first date, you and your lady?
Fucking some shitty restaurant in Glendale.
Did you pay?
Yeah.
Nice. Mofongo?
Nice.
No.
Okay.
It was Mofongo.
I love Mofongo. Yeah.
It was some white nonsense. Okay. It was some white nonsense where they have flatbread pizzas.
That's what every restaurant should be called now.
White nonsense? It really is just white nonsense.
That's a great restaurant. That's a great name of a restaurant.
It's like, do you like blue cheese on your pizza? Like, it's just white nonsense.
White nonsense.
And I'm like,
this
fucking sucks.
White nonsense number five?
I don't like white. Let's go to like number 17. I don't like the way they made the casseroles at number
it's
five.
It's just the fucking worst. So yeah, been with her since
11 months. It's going good.
It's going really good. Yeah.
You think this the one?
Yeah.
You think you'll marry her?
Yeah.
Oh man, 11 months. 11. You don't even know her.
That's true. I'm moving in like in May.
You don't because
you're moving in May.
You're talking to a man who's with a girl for 10 plus years.
I know.
I've been with my girl.
And
11.
Now he's getting married.
I'm marrying her in 4
really?
Months.
He decided. Oh, I think it's I.
Yeah, we've been together.
It's good. I made a decision.
I know you've been with her for a minute.
I know her though. I know her.
Dude, but like
I know
again,
what triggers her.
Like I'm Muslim and like we just marry brides immediately. You know what I mean?
She's Muslim? Yeah.
No, I'm Muslim. So like we marry brides like immediately. She is Jewish. Like her dad was Jewish.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, she's not born with like a religion.
Her mom's not Jewish?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like
she's still Jewish though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say she looks it like she fucking my family. She did. Here's
Jesus.
Why. Here's why.
Jesus.
Okay. Woo. That trumps Jewfish.
Does it?
Because Jewfish trumps Jewfish.
She looks pretty Jewy.
Wow.
I took her to meet. Is that bad? I took her to meet my aunt family. I took her to meet her. And they were just like,
get out.
She's dope. She's dope. But the kids are like, why does she look Jewish? I'm like, fuck. I'm like,
really? The kids said, why does she look Jewish?
Yeah.
I mean, she's Muslim.
Yeah,
I'm Muslim. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
you guys
great.
Should write a. You got to
throw rocks at her.
About this.
No, she just took their houses.
I'm not gonna say it. That's it. That was the line.
That was the line.
I am not crossing
not
that line. Or we're not passing that line. I just had to establish where the line was. That's the line. I'm tiptoeing back.
That is the line.
Her family's gonna listen and be like, "Really? She looks Jewish. She looks pretty Jewy.
Okay,
she does.
That's fine.
Yeah."
She can
beautiful Jewish woman.
Why are you trashing? Jesus. I know you trashing my bride. I sure want you to trash my girl.
I'm just saying there's doctors who can hide.
what?
Well, what? That's the line. That's the new line.
Oh, that's the new
that's the new line. I promise. That's it. So things are going well.
Things are going great.
What does she do?
She's a voiceover actress.
Oh, nice.
They're not crazy.
No.
They're normal.
Yeah. No.
I dated one before. Or went on a couple dates with one before.
Same girl?
I didn't like the face. So I'm not saying what about the face. I just said it, the face wasn't for me.
Jesus. Okay.
Shalom.
So
11 months.
Yeah,
that's great.
So I think it's fucking my stand up because I'm like happy and shit.
Oh.
You know that toxic thought where you're like, you gotta be sad?
You can write happy.
You can write happy. I can't write. I feel I've done like 10 minutes on my girl, and it's like, God damn, this is awful.
Don't write about your girl,
yeah.
But you can
it's
write
good,
happy.
But it's like, I feel awful.
Are you writing about the Muslim-Jewish relationship type thing?
Yeah. No.
What? What do you mean,
yeah, 2,000 years of recorded history to mine, at the very least.
That's fair. I don't know why I haven't thought of that. I'm dumb. I'm a bad comic. I started to realize why I haven't made it. I'm fucking stupid.
This is the moment, like, not to wish anything bad, right?
I mean, you went on a breakup. You went on J-Day.
Dude, when we break up, yeah.
Not to wish that on anything, right? But, like, if I felt like I wanted to break up with somebody and I had that, like, storyline bit, I would stay with her for another 6 months just to perfect another chunk. But I need 10 more minutes. I mean, I hate you, but I need 10 more minutes.
Not joking around. You should seriously write a rom-com. About your relationship.
It's not even that interesting. She's fucking boring and shit.
That's fine, but you're gonna make up all the other stuff.
Yeah. That's true.
Have you met her family?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's dope, except like...
But her mom, her dad's passed away already?
No, he's throwing a picture though. Well, mom's got married.
He
like,
was Jewish.
You said his dad was Jewish.
Yeah. Like he
her dad was Jewish because her mom and dad broke up.
Oh, can you quit being a Jew?
Yeah, you could quit being anything.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Like I know a lot of Muslims that have quit, and I'm like, yeah, don't even blame
you. Can
you
quit that?
Yeah.
Are you? Can you go back? Like, can you have dinner?
Just be black.
Hey, I'm dropping one of these.
Yeah, I'm dropping.
So, Muslim and black?
I'm also half Arabic. Like, I gotta take drop my jacket. I'll drop one.
All right. That's funny. I just want to wear backpacks in public spaces.
Look. Nah, I just want to be black. I just want to be
so you could just be black.
Nah, I look too Muslim, though.
Oh, yeah, you do have a Muslim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you her family is like Muslim-y.
Yeah.
Muslim-y face.
I got a Muslim-y face.
You got a Muslim-y.
You look like a black dude.
You look like one of Arafat's illegitimate. You look like Yasser Arafat's son.
You do.
I feel like I just handsome. Look like every bald, beardy, light-skinned dude.
He just look like every black dude with a bald head and a beard.
Yeah.
He look like every Joe Jamal. Button.
We're all the same. That's what we should do. It should be me, Joe Budden. Me, Joe Budden, Keaton Baker, Greg. Just do a facial recognition comedy of bald, bearded black guys.
I never see Greg and Joe Budden and you guys at the same time in the same place. It's always you guys are separate places all the time. I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna do a pull up with Charlamagne after this.
Two Muslim-y. No, dog. You look like a Muslim-y. Black dude.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I look kind of terroristy. It might be the beard when it gets thick.
Like a black dude.
I can see that.
That's the nicest shit you've ever said to me. I've known you for like 6 years. You look black. Thank you.
Like a black dude.
Thank you.
Well, you are a black dude.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
We're all black dudes.
Yeah.
Everyone here is
and
a black dude.
We're all going to get shot even by Rob Smallwood.
Can we quit doing that? Can I quit being a black dude?
We can't.
Oh, man. Nah, not yet.
You know what? You could.
I kind of like it.
You could. Fucking black Republicans.
Oh
yeah. That's the on-ramp to...
Me personally.
White pussy, first of all.
You don't need many. There's so many on ramps to white pussy.
I know, but that's like, I'm not going back to any other ramp.
Me personally, I think being a black Republican is hella black.
No, it's like literally black. It's like
that's the blackest you can be.
No,
I'm like none of y'all right. Niggas.
Exactly.
You're right. You're right.
Not even me.
Because black people we're mad conservative.
Yeah.
But like
yeah,
we
culturally,
don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not really known for that shit. We don't like lean into it unless you're like
no,
a black Republican.
Oh no. Yes.
Oh, I'm from Virginia.
Oh,
I'm
no,
from
no.
Maryland.
This is how we know. Because you remember when. Hillary got elected. Oh, no, Hillary didn't get elected, right?
No.
Trump got elected. Yeah. I'm living in an alternate universe. When Hillary didn't get elected, right? And they had all these stats. 53% of white women. All this shit, right?
Yeah.
If Pete Buttigieg gets elected.
Oh, he's not winning any black votes.
The dwindling of the black male vote specifically, because black women are going to vote for him in high numbers, not as high as they would have voted for anybody
not
else.
Older black women.
But that black homophobia is going to come out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... the P de Resistance, and I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna fucking love it. I'm a dispassionate observer. I'm gonna take out notes. I'm like, I told you, nobody likes anybody, nigga.
Nobody likes anybody.
Somebody's homophobic, somebody's racist, somebody's anti-Semitic, somebody's misogynistic. We all have our shit. And when you put that symbol there for us to like, oh, I can like vote how I really feel by not voting or whatever, it's gonna be. And the only reason you're not going to vote for him is because we know. So
I just, you know, nobody likes anybody, but it's so cute to watch people hide it.
Yeah, right?
I think that's the beauty of America.
Yeah, it's
just
fucking ridiculous.
Watching
people
hide their hate every morning is why I wake up.
You just walk on Twitter?
Just wake up. Not even Twitter.
He didn't hide it today. He's going to have to apologize. Sorry, Mel Gibson.
Just go to get some coffee and watch people say, good morning. You know, it's just like that look.
Good morning, fucking.
Yeah, people hate each other, but we have to be some type of civil because people have the things we need. Like going to a bank, you know?
Yeah.
You don't like these people. I'm sure people at the bank don't like the customers that come in.
Oh,
you know
I used to work at a bank. I hated everybody.
You worked at a bank? They let you work around money. Not me.
This belongs in my pocket. Not to y'all motherfuckers.
So Tim,
it's
man,
gonna be crazy.
What's going on in comedy, man? You've been getting up, what you been doing?
I've not been getting up as much as I should. I've been putting up tracks on Spotify like every week. And I was gonna do that every week for a year, but then I took December off because I gotta get the audio right. But I'm
what you mean?
Huh?
What you mean you gotta get the audio right?
Like I'm using like a wrong fucking thing. I'm using a wrong recorder and I gotta get the settings.
How
right
bad is the audio?
Yeah. It's can you hear
bad.
It?
It's pretty fucking bad.
Is it crackling in the back and stuff?
It's just shitty audio. Yeah.
Can you hear like drinks being made?
Yeah.
And shit? I love that shit when I hear shit like that.
Really?
When you're clinking. When you hear clinking and when you hear laughter clink, it's fucking, it's like a mood. It's like
real.
It's a rhythm to
man.
It.
I've been, like, cause all the shows I did in December, because I was like recording and putting them up on the fly.
Good.
They were just in like shitty bars with people talking. Really?
Yeah.
Look, I've done the albums that I've done, I've produced myself.
Yeah.
And they're all like that. And the feedback I've gotten from people is like, it feels like you're in a club.
Huh.
As long as you can hear the joke,
it
feels like you're in a club.
Especially audio. It doesn't have to be perfect at all. It's better when it's not perfect. Keep the mistakes. Yeah, keep the mistakes. Keep it punk rock, baby.
I think in the time that we're living in right now.
Well, should have told me that a goddamn month and a half ago before I decided to take December off.
It's not too late. I think everything's so clean. We live in a very Mac world right now.
No, we really do.
You walk into a Mac store and it's all white and everything's just clean. You don't even see no dust or nothing. And I think people are fiending for a little bit of dust, a little dirtiness. You know what I mean?
Get a little patina on that little shine.
I think it's
of
great.
A tile of your comedy that you
call
your comedy.
I think put it up there raw. That's why. That's one of the main reasons why we keep this show very raw. Like we eat on the show, we drink.
Yeah. We intro talk. Like 20 minutes in.
I know. I love that though.
Try to keep it very natural because it's like we live in a world that's like bubble wrapped right now.
True. So, I didn't view it that way. I just heard like feedback. People like, yo, I love the jokes, but like the audio is bad.
Fuck them.
Yeah, you're funny. From what I remember, this is not a Rob Smallwell thing. You're funny. I remember you from the Hollywood Improv. You're funny.
It's just funny. Just super funny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck them.
Keep
they'll
them
get used to it. You know why they say that?
Huh?
Because they're so used to everything being bubble wrapped. Mm. They're so used to everybody being nice and everybody. You know, yes, can I have some asparagus tips?
Yeah.
Yes, you can have some asparagus tips.
Just the tips?
Can I have some asparagus tips? No, motherfucker, we got beans. Eat the beans.
And you always
feel, eat the beans.
And everything that you do, I'm learning this too, you always feel a little bit more proud and rewarded when you, like, it's a struggle to get to the thing. So even in art, when the audience, without them even realizing it, they're going to appreciate it, like, the struggle of not it being so clean. Even more, they're gonna appreciate the jokes even more because it's like, I had to go through that clink or whatever. I'm not used to that. You know what I mean? They still can hear the jokes, but they're gonna appreciate it more. It's like, I like that better than the clean, sanitized version or whatever the fuck was on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's where you're at right now. My thing is like,
yeah, it's a good documentation of this is a tiff.
Don't change.
Boom.
Don't wait on your talent when just because your tools aren't what they should be right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if these are your tools right now, if you're a comic and all you have to record your sets are like a tape, like a cassette tape recorder, record your shit on that. Don't wait until not tell jokes because you don't have an MP3 recording. I mean, that's still or an iPhone recording.
You know what?
Man,
no,
Greg,
you're
do
right.
your shit.
You that's some good shit because Greg gave me a laptop, right?
It's how's that shit going?
Fucking great. It's the best present I had in the last 2 years.
That's a good gift.
It's an old laptop, right?
Gave him a Mac.
Old Mac laptop. Right? And I was like, I just want to write on this shit. And then before he gave me the laptop, I was always delaying writing. Like, I would write on my notepad a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, really editing and doing the shit, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait until I get a good laptop, right?
See,
I'm going to get a good. What you're saying is like, don't wait. Use the fucking Mac. It doesn't matter. You're writing. And then when you get the nut, you're perfecting your tool. You're sharpening your tool with the shit you have now.
Yeah.
And when you have the better equipment, you're going to be even that much better with the new shit.
I look at it like Cuba. You know what I mean? Like, Cuba ain't got good cars. Oh, they got these old-ass cars.
But they run.
And they run, and they, like, if something breaks, they just, like, I got to get, like, I got this root beer can. I'm just, you know what I mean?
I thought you meant Cuba getting junior for a second. And I was like, what? How? And you're like, nope, you made a deeper analogy. Sorry.
Oh, man, Cuba wilding out, man.
He is. He's stealing puss.
Cuba's wild.
You can't be stealing pussy.
Nah, you can't. That's the worst.
Is that what he's getting accused of? I thought he was just like being sexual, boisterous.
No.
Was he raping or was he just being like...
I think he was being a creep where he was like, yo, I want you to pee on me.
Oh, but that's illegal?
Apparently.
To ask to get peed on?
I think he was doing it after she said no. I think it repetitively, and I think he might have squeezed titties against her.
Okay.
And then pee came out? Touch.
He squeezed her titties and pee came out, and then he's like, I'm going to force you to pee on me, girl.
Because he doesn't know any anatomy.
Are y'all at that point sexually yet?
What?
Where you want chicks to pee on you?
No.
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 You know what, though? Like, hold on.
No, right, I'm listening. I'm all ears, Tim.
I had to think about it for a second. I'm not there.
I don't give a shit about, like, squirting. Like, I don't care.
Okay, yeah. Squirt.
But
that's
people
great.
Say, like, squirting is, like, 60% pee.
Perfect.
Okay, you know where I'm at?
So it's like, thank it is
you.
What it is.
You know where I'm at?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, you know where I'm at? I'm not at pee. Hopefully with training and God's grace, I would get there. But, you know. I'm only a humble man.
Inshallah, as us Muslims say.
What's that?
Inshallah. That means God willing.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, God willing. Inshallah. I will receive golden showers. But I was... So, girl was on top of me recently, and she drooled into my mouth, and my dick got really hard. I was like, oh, can you do that again? And I was like, can you spit in my mouth? And she was like, yeah, spit in your mouth. And I was like, I kind of like you spitting in my mouth. But not too much, like twice. Three times it's like, this is disgusting.
Listen, it's too much Meek Mill.
I was like, spit in my mouth. It was like, but the way she drew, and it was like, it was fucking, it was kind of good.
She wearing like a retainer?
It was kind of good. That's next. I was like, I'm only picking up women outside a dental office.
Yeah. Yo, your mouth now? Like, where's your teeth? Hey, come through. You go get you some ices real quick. Let's do this.
What's your nighttime dental regimen look like?
Hilarious.
So I'm at spit in my mouth level. One day I'll be at pee.
I've not been to that level.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah, I've stayed fairly tame throughout all my hoeiness.
I think I'm getting there though.
Really?
Yeah. I went through the ass eating phase.
That's a phase? I've been there for like a decade. I started when I was like 20.
That's a phase.
we need
a video camera.
I thought that was foreplay.
That's in my bag. Yeah, that's in my moves.
Yeah, we do need a video camera. Yeah,
we should have a camera. Yeah.
We can see it to his face.
We can get out of that phase?
I've
been there since 20. I was eating ass when it, like, people weren't admitting it. I was like,
I was eating ass in the 80s.
Yeah.
Eating ass and wearing British night to top.
You're like the Little Richard of me. I was there first. No one gives me credit.
I didn't know it was
fuck
a phase.
Ray Charles.
I remember my friends were judging me because I would do that shit like on one nighters. They'd be like, you would eat a girl's ass sushi.
Oh,
man?
No.
We don't eat
sushi. I need to know your social security number. You.
We don't do that.
You're a dirty motherfucker.
No, we don't do that.
That's not in the bag.
No, I gotta like, we gotta like, you gotta
what?
Come, we gotta come with, I gotta have a rapport.
Much, no, I don't give a fuck.
Much respect.
You don't eat butts of suit on a one-nighter.
No, not on a one-nighter. No, I need a couple dates.
Yeah, that's your special move.
That's my special move.
That's your sauce.
That's how you know how girls hide the asshole. Like, I'm gonna wait to save this until I'm married or something.
No.
Certain girls do that.
No,
I live in LA, so that's not a thing.
That's not. Yeah.
But certain girls in the Midwest do that. That's how I save eating ass. I'm like, I gotta get to know you, girl.
No,
you got such a special place in my
dog.
Heart
that is right girl. After hello. My name's Tim. I shake hands. You want me to eat your butt?
Hello, my name's a Tiff. Spread them.
Yeah. What?
You ever see dudes at the strip club? And a girl, like, turn around and it'd be like, in her ass.
That's not me. No. We at least got to go like a Chili's or like an Old Country Buffet.
Oh, no.
It's got to be a date.
I've seen it.
I guess it's got to be a date. I gotta pay for a meal. Just gotta come back to my place. And
I gotta
know.
I gotta see what you're digesting.
Before no Indian food.
I always judge those dudes. I always judge those dudes at the strip club, but much respect, though.
I'm not smoking with you.
Dirty, nasty dog.
The ones that would, eat, or even like when they make out with strippers.
Oh!
I'm like, dog, that's gross. Making out with strippers is.
It was in a
nuts.
Champagne room at this place was this. It was one of the strip. I lived like a mile away from like three fucking strip clubs in Miami.
Okay.
Like KODs, some other shit, right?
Yeah.
So at this other shit. And we're in the champagne room. It was my friend's birthday. He's paying for everything, right? And then my friend's fucking a stripper, right?
Yeah.
My other friend's getting his dick sucked by a stripper. And this girl's
those
just...
are strippers, guys.
Those are whores. Yeah, those are whores.
Yeah.
And so this other whore's on my lap, right?
Prostitute.
Yeah, there's a prostitute.
So this lady of the night's on my lap, right? And then she's like, give me a lap dance or whatever. And then she starts kissing on my neck. I was like,
no.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
and it's like a record player in the champion. Everyone looks at me. I was like, what the? You're killing the vibe. I was like, you guys are having fun, but this is a disgusting person.
Come on.
Just touch me in appropriate ways. Oh. I don't want your lips nowhere near my skin.
No lip to lip touching. Yo.
Yeah, don't touch
it. All right.
Yeah. I was a young man.
Where have her lips been?
That mine has it before?
On every dude's decks.
You don't think?
My friend Marcus's dick.
Yeah.
I haven't been there. My list haven't been there.
Yeah. Come on. This is like, no. I heard dudes like, oh, you kiss her, man. She sucks somebody's dick. I was like, dog, your whole face has been in that girl's ass.
No, fair. Fair.
Your whole face has been in that girl's ass.
I'm just saying, you can't fuck me third shift. I'm just a first shift dick. You know what I'm saying?
Just wash your face. All right.
That's fair.
Just wash your face.
That's fair.
So, Tim.
Back to comedy questions. So, how's your career going?
So work on that mixing. Don't worry about the fucking mixing. Fuck that. Mistakes.
Fuck the mix. Okay.
So, what's up after that? So, you putting out. Okay. So,
every week I'm putting out a new track of like. Fuck, anywhere from 2 to 7 minutes.
Are you writing new shit every week? Are you forcing yourself to write new shit every week?
Yeah, it's fucking tough.
Are you putting them together for like an album?
No, I'm just putting them out. So if you go to Spotify, they're just tracks. I think there's like 20 tracks right now. Yeah, and it's...
Turn that into an album.
Man, fuck albums.
No. I mean, like...
Here's what I tried to do the album thing. I was super close to deals. And I was like, man, this is so fucking stressful.
No, I'm not saying like go to like 8,000 pound gorilla. I'm talking about what you're doing right now is basically making an album.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you got 20 tracks, put the title of the album on that.
Yeah.
That's an album. Do it again. That's an album.
It's
do
fair.
It again. Just so you can have like some type of
cohesiveness.
Not cohesiveness, but
body of work.
Bookends.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because, I mean, you go to like SoundCloud and it's like, 1,000 jokes is just 1,000 jokes. But if you have 45 minutes of jokes right there, that's an album. Then you do another 45, that's another album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think comedy is unlike music where you can just do, I like this song, pick and mix and match that song, whatever.
Yeah.
But comedy, especially with albums, you want the experience. Because sometimes I'll just like, I'm only watching or listening to 15 minutes or something, but if I'm just listening to like 3, 4, or 5 minutes, like I could have just been doing something else. But like a nice chunk is just more palatable and just, yeah.
Really? I was thinking the opposite.
Yeah, yeah
no for think, a comedy, yeah. It's
and then they don't have to be,
EPs.
Yeah.
EPs.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20-minute EP?
Just have a beginning and an end for each thing. And don't stop doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's how, what's the guy's name with the three? Chicago rapper? Chance the Rapper,
yeah.
That's what he was doing. He was just putting tracks, and he got like the 7 or 12 of them. He was like, oh, that's an album. Doo-doo. And just made that an album. And then that was it.
Oh.
And then you just go to the next one. Just keep doing that.
Oh. So keep putting them out a week, and then like after a while, put a bunch together and be like, this is an EP if you want to go through this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think these are just ideas, man. Don't take nothing I'm saying.
No, it's smart.
I think
stop eating ass.
No. Never. No.
Focus on this goddamn album.
Always eat ass.
don't do that.
I think have a title. Like, all right,
every track has a title. It's not like track one. Each track has a title.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is like about fucking my girlfriend. This is about this. But yeah.
I think, but like, all right, so you've got like, say you got maybe 40 tracks already, right?
Yeah.
Break those 20, one album, 20 the next album. So you're starting fresh for the new year. have an idea. Have an idea for like a title, like No
Drew
Tips
Girlfriend.
You know, something for a title of an album. For a title of an album, post that, and then everything else goes underneath that. And then do that for that one, and then just go to the next one after that.
Because you're doing the same thing, and just like
you're dropping mixtapes.
Yeah, I'm dropping mixtapes.
Yeah.
What have you guys watched recently?
Congrats, man. That's awesome.
I hope so.
7 minutes. I mean, how many a week you did? Like
one a week. I did like fucking like 20 of them so far.
Dope, man.
Yeah. And then by that, like, it's gonna be like second nature, anyways. It is hard to. Sometimes it is hard being an artist when you just have to you're mining for the material.
I hate that.
I hate the feeling like it's always a false narrative in my head, and I think for most comics, it's a false narrative. That like you're empty, like you're out of shit.
Yeah.
Because you're never really out of shit.
No, you're talking about your life. You still got it if you're living.
It's an infinite well of fucking material that you can have, but sometimes it's like it does feel barren, where you're like, oh, I'm saying the same shit over and over again. I don't have anything new.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you made like 10 people laugh while going to the store or some shit, or you made you know what I mean? Like,
no,
you're still practicing your funny, but it's just you don't have, there's just this like, oh, I'm in a black hole of like, when's that next thing gonna come in?
But also, I gotta get up more, man. I'm getting up maybe like four or five times a week. That shit's that's nothing.
That's good.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
What?
You getting up every day?
No, like sometimes twice, but I haven't gone up yet this year.
Me neither.
But I think it's hyped. Motherfuckers are like, we're grinding every day. It's like, but you're doing the same shit every fucking day.
And what's grinding? And look, man.
There's quality over quantity.
And there's also what are you trying to do? Like, look, if you're grinding every day and all you're doing is going to a club that's not putting you up, is that really grinding?
No.
Is that smart grinding?
No.
Or if you're grinding every day and you're trying to put together something, a package, so you can present it to a management or an agent, That's the smart grinding. Or if you're grinding to put tours together, I just think people, it's like, you know, I'm eating clean. It's like, what kind of eating clean are you? I mean, are you supposed to be eating that? You know what I mean? But it's just like, what type of grinding is grinding?
Even that shit, though, like, I'm trying to sell 2 scripts this fucking year.
There you go.
And I got, like, producers on one of them.
Yeah.
But that shit is such a fucking grind in and of itself. Because they never like what you write. They're just like, here's our notes, like, fuck, go with our notes, or we're not going to sell it.
Yeah.
And then you're back to writing, and it's just like, and then you got to practice your fucking pitch, and you got to rehearse that shit, too.
But that's the real hustle, though. I think cats get stuck in this 1975, I'm a comedian. It's like,
no,
it's more than just going up there and telling your jokes, man. You got to have your scripts. You got to have... your pitch ideas. You got to know how to do everything. You know how to package it. You got to know the relationships to talk to people. It ain't just about I'm at the mic's grinding. I'm at a show watching such and such. I'm taking pictures. You know what I mean?
I'm networking. I'm at the patio with a comedy store, just talking and not doing anything.
And that's great. I think all that is great. But I'm thinking, like, if you're actually trying to do something, it's the people I'm starting to fuck with are the people I don't see a lot. The motherfuckers. I'm like, man, where you been? Oh man, I've been working on this script, dog, and you know, I'm just keeping on the low. Then you see him next 3 months, you're like, oh, I got that script done, you know.
Yeah.
Cats that used to be out all the time, but now are just doing well.
They're strategic, I figured, like, I had a friend who moved to New York, who was both in Miami. She went to New York and went out here, and I was like, I realized, oh, she needs that. Like, I need to go up 3 times a day, 15 times, 20 times a week, because she wasn't a good comedian. Yeah. You know what I mean? So some people do need that. Some people just need, I got this idea in my head. Let me just spit it out how it sounds, record it, and then I'll perfect it and keep on doing it a couple of times and then put it in the repertoire. You got to know, like, where your skill level is at. You do need to, like, atrophy. You just can't be going, like,
really
one
does.
Time a week and blah, 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 once every couple weeks. No, you got to, like, be consistent with it. But that, like, whole, like, I had a thing about I need to have the pen in my hand and writing. Because that's writing, right? No. And I realized, I write hours out of the day. Well, all I do is write.
Yeah.
In my head, it's all I'm doing is writing that bit. Blah blah. Rework that. Ah, that worked. Blah blah. All that. That's fucking the actual physical blah blah blah. So confusing what real grind is, because you feel like the grind, you have to be tired. Like that's not real. That's not grinding.
No.
That's like you can grind and still be like, oh, I got energy. Like it doesn't have to be like daunting. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And is that healthy?
I mean, back in therapy, just, guys. Know, this is
are you good? Therapy's dope.
Yeah, just looking at all this shit. You know, fucking GT just died.
I know.
GT. Remember GT?
The
Armenian dude.
Yeah. Wild, wild, wild with the glasses, sunglasses sometimes. Yeah.
It just died, man.
From
had from a heart what? Attack.
Heart attack. Shit.
Had a heart attack. Dead. You know
it's
what
crazy.
I mean? So
it's
like
fucking
it's
crazy.
Just, I you know, I think we are stuck in this mentality, which I think is great of people trying to get better, but I also think you have to take care of yourself too. You know what I mean? Because, what's all the grinding for if you did?
No, true.
You know what I'm saying?
I worked hard.
But it's also
here lies a tiff. He worked hard.
And that's not a shot to
absolutely
GT.
Not.
Yeah, not a shot to GT at
all. No, because you're absolutely right. Because you see the comedians that do grind, and they're not in the best of physical or mental health.
Yeah.
And their comedy is not great sometimes.
Some of them are. But, some. I mean, it's just like, I just think you also have to take care of yourself, too. You know, it's not. Because if you want to be doing this, you have to be here.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of yourself, too, man.
And it does show in your comedy. I remember towards the end of the year, my shit was just angry.
Yeah.
And then it came out because I was angry.
Yeah.
So you got to take breaks.
You do have to take breaks or, like, realize, like, the energy you put out is what you're going to get back, yo. Like, I remember I'd put out, like, probably for years, I was just super depressed. And my stand-up would be, it would be funny, but it would just be, like, miserable fucking material. And I'd be this miserable guy off stage. And now, like, people still see me as that dude, even though I've grown a lot. You know what I mean?
You can't worry about those people.
No, not at all. Fuck
them. I know what you're saying.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, dude, if you keep putting that shit out there, people are like, oh, fuck, that's a miserable comic.
You
get typecast.
1,000%.
You get typecast by your own community, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the angry guy who yells at people at the...
So fucking funny. And I was like,
you're not that all the time.
Yeah.
That's right. Nah, fuck them. Fuck them.
What's inspiring you?
What do you mean?
Like,
Artistically.
Anything. What is inspiration?
What ass is inspiring you on Instagram?
I just don't want to have a day job. I just want to do this shit. I just want to get my mom a house. Just typical young black male motivating factors.
Yeah.
Just to listen to some Jeezy and just anything Jeezy said minus the drugs or murder. That's what I want.
That is a young black male like trope and through line.
Yeah.
It's like we get the money and then like buy my mama house.
Mama house.
I don't know how I'm buying my mama house.
My mom got a house.
But once you get you the house, it's not about her having a house. It's about saying I bought you a house.
I'm getting my mama.
You have to live in it.
Can you a rug? Buy you the house later.
Yeah, but it's like shit like that. It's just like I just want to be the best that I can be. And it's and I'm not. I know sometimes I feel like I'm not working hard enough. You know what I mean? Mm. But then it's like, I was talking to my therapist about this, about like, I feel like I'm not working hard enough. And he's like, just by existing, you're working hard because you are comedy. You know what I mean? Like, if you love comedy, that's you. So how the fuck can you not be working hard if you're just living constantly writing and thinking of jokes?
It's true.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, you're right.
Nah, it's true.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, though. And I think a lot of it is like, social media too, because you look on Instagram, you see other people with their fake posts about them being out, but it's just a picture. You know what I mean? Let me see the whole night.
I had a dream where it was like Black Hollywood, Beyonce, Jay-Z's there, Jamie Foxx, Oprah's presiding.
It's awesome.
And Oprah's I was like
presiding,
I was presiding
she
over
should
one.
Be, yeah,
you're allowed to live this year. And then it's like some Eyes Wide Shut situation, but it's like all the crazy section. And I was like, and I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, in this dream, I'm just floating above, and I'm not even paying attention to none of the fucking celebrities. I'm just paying attention to their fucking assistants who have to take the Instagram picture to make it look like. Because I feel bad for those people who always have to, all right, there's another picture. Take this picture. In this right light. Diddy's photographer must hate Diddy. It's like, all I see is his face when I go to sleep. It's like.
I'm sure you're getting a nice check, though.
But it's
he's
like,
getting a nice check. But that does affect people. You. People being, not being fake, but, like, it's an artifice to presenting a portion of your life, and then people think that's your whole life, and then other people, I was guilty of this, looking at other people having a good time, like, I'm not having a good time.
Really?
How come they're not?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me that I'm not? They didn't invite me to this thing. Am I not worthy to?
I mean, I think that's what we all that through. Shit is. Yeah. Though. You know, that's like, that's the reason of social media right now. That's why social media is so popular right now, because it got everybody hooked on thinking that you should be this person.
But again, that's also dangerous as shit too, because like people think they have to be that person.
Yeah.
And it's like, dog, you don't have to be. Just keep living your fucking best life.
Keep your eyes on your own paper.
Yeah. And like nobody really does that.
Nah, it's hard. It's hard to do. I mean, I really think all of it's bad.
Yeah.
I think Twitter's all right because you can get information and it's not so picture-y. But I think Instagram is almost the devil.
A little bit. There's
I
a lot
think
of
Instagram
hoes.
Is the worst.
There's so
think,
many butts.
I think it's the worst. Because it's visual.
Butts. Yeah.
It's so visual. It's so. It's
That's
so
a nappy fro.
It's so much energy in it. I think it's the devil, man. I really do.
There's just so many hoes.
So
man.
Much jealousy in it.
A lot of it. I was like, you know, the explore page?
Yeah.
Mine flooded with Instagram hoes. But even like the subsects of like nature, I'm like, well, maybe nature can't be hoes. It's just women in the bikinis in the fucking woods. It's like,
maybe
what?
Nature can't be hoes.
Yeah, nature's hoes. Instagram is just full of hoes.
Man, I've seen that on like another level. I've seen girls. I've seen it's this one Instagram video I saw at work. Where this woman is taking her son out to like, they're at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And they got the food. And before the kid's about to eat, and his mom is like, uh-uh. And she gives him the camera. And you know, like the kid just knows what to do. He's like, ugh. And he scoots back. The mom fixes her hair and he takes a picture of the food and his mom. And I'm like, yo, that kid's gonna hate everything.
Fuck.
He's gonna hate like photography. 70.
He's gonna hate everybody if he already feels like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He's an exasperated husband.
Everything. I gotta take a picture. My mom won't let me eat. At least, I do this.
Can't we just fucking enjoy life?
At least now you can mute people though.
You can mute people.
You can mute people, like unfollow them, but you're still their friends so they don't know there's like smoke. You just don't have to see their shit.
On Instagram?
On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, yeah.
I just unfollow.
I just mute and be like, oh, we're still friends. It still thinks we're cool. It's like, dog, my page is just hoes. Like, I don't know what you guys, where your shows are, but I'm looking at these butts.
Hoes and booties.
It's gross.
Hoes and booties.
You know what's gross to me? Hopefully I never do this. I'm probably going to do this. I'm going to be
hungry. I'm not going to win.
It's that fucking, I got all my shows coming up in the nice picture, and then the show's on the font, and you're just like, look at me. I'm at Sycamore Tavern at 9 a.m. You're like, okay.
I saw people doing that, like promoting mics.
Promote one show.
One show at a time.
Yeah. You're not fucking Kevin Hart. No one cares what city you're going to.
No.
that's for big level people. No one cares you're going to be at fucking Lyric Hyperion Cafe.
Yeah. No one's like, oh shit, he's at Universal Bar and Grill fucking 10 times this month.
Oh shit, the niggas at the Pack Theater. We got to go.
Those aren't for y'all.
I know. I like it's for pack. People to be like, you see me out here working.
It's also for people in other states.
It's you see me,
it's not for
I made the right choice,
that.
Mom.
Yeah, it's for all those people.
Really? I've stopped giving a fuck about those people.
Yeah.
I'm like, here's a show I'll promote when you put me on it, and here's a flyer you made. You know what I mean? Or you made this flyer, I'll fucking share it. I'll promote it. But to make my own flyer.
Someone tried to make me write like, can you write like a bio or intro? And I was like, no. I'm not, no.
It's so tough to deal with.
It's not even, it's like, you're giving me homework? I am a difficult person to work with. But I'm fun. I'm fun but difficult. But I'm like, you're giving me homework? I'm already doing the fucking homework on stage.
We go put on this gray.
You're making me do this. No.
Phylloxate, I am fun but difficult.
Here lies Bradley.
It's just true,
a big
though.
Smile.
Like, also, had an ass-eating phase in the look.
I still, that's not a phase, yo.
But it's foreplay, I guess.
Where can people find you on the internet, man?
Check out my Spotify at Tiff Myers. There's tracks up there. Add a Tiff Myers on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I don't even fucking tweet.
You don't tweet?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Add a Tiff Myers. ATIF.
MYERS, yeah. Okay. I was in a Twitter commercial. I don't even use that shit, really.
Yeah.
You was in a Twitter commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They have commercials for Twitter?
They did, and people were fucking mad. Like, why the fuck does Twitter need commercials? Fuck this guy. He's not a real comedian. It was me getting a tomato thrown at me while I was doing stand-up.
I thought it was going to be some racist. Like, why is this Muslim on Twitter?
Yeah. This racist communicates the fuck. Fucking Twitter.
You got the sleeper cell, Lieutenant, out here.
Browless, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me at Classic Browless on Instagram. I guess I'll go back on the fucking Twitter and be Browless Comedy or Young Oxy Content.
Yeah.
Y-U-N-G? Or did you spell Young Ray?
I spell Young Ray.
Young,
I'm not Young. I'm not Young.
Y-U-N-G? Like Young Jack.
Young?
That's a throw. Young? You pulled up from 60 on that.
Young Jack with
Young
the perm.
Young Jack for the win!
Have you been watching any comedy that you're into lately? Anybody like on Netflix or a comic that you've been watching?
I got back into old Patrice stuff.
Oh, that sounds good. Good for holidays.
I found this video of Patrice doing a deaf benefit.
What?
There was a deaf people benefit.
Deaf.
And the whole time, the whole time he's trying to hit on the interpreter that's on stage.
Oh,
with him.
And that's the thing on the thing. It's a classic. He's like, type fuck. Yeah. That's a woman's job, you fag. What's your Instagram? We didn't pass the line.
You guys can find me at Greg the Grouch on Twitter, Greg Comedy on Instagram, gregcomedy.com. You can check out my artwork at gregedwardsart.com.
Yes, fucking dope art.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Red Line Series.
And please listen to a Tiff Myers SoundCloud. We're going to keep...
Spotify, please. SoundCloud.
Yeah, Cloud. He's not a...
Get out of here.
He's not a young...
Yeah, do I have cats on my face? Am I doing perks?
You know of Bandcamp?
No.
You can put your album on Bandcamp and people can pay for it.
Shit's everywhere. They can pay for it everywhere.
Okay.
But I really just press the Spotify because it's the easiest for everybody.
Okay. Yep.
But it's on Apple Music, Amazon, fucking Google Play. It's probably on SoundCloud, in honesty. But yeah, I think it's like fucking 70 cents on iTunes.
And you look good at Tiff, man. Look at you, man.
I'm trying.
How much weight have you lost?
In total? Fuck. I used to be up to like 250. I'm down to 175. My lowest is like 156. And then I got the girlfriend. I got fucking lazy.
Good, man. Look good, man.
Thank you.
Any New Year's resolution before we get out of here? Anybody?
No more fighting in the patio. I'm going to start back eating ass.
You should. Open with it. That's your opener. I feel like a scumbag for eating butts.
No, I think that's beautiful.
You're a saint.
My girlfriend's family's gonna listen to this. I'm like, that's what they did on their first date.
Now, why does she smiles a lot?
She did not put it on her first date. Just have you guys know.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Right?
Good Unlike girl. Most.
Good girl.
Those faces.
Yeah.
Continue with that.
Jesus.
And
so much editing.
I just want to. I'm just gonna sell.
I edited myself on that one.
I'm gonna sell just a couple scripts and probably get staffed as a writer this year.
Hell yeah,
that's there my resolutions.
Go. Good. Don't grind hard. Grind smart.
Yes,
that's true.
That's the way to do it. Shout out to Carlos. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, Carlos.
We appreciate you, man. And thanks for listening to another episode of Black Stage. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa to everybody. We really appreciate you guys for listening to me and Brad and our guests every week. We're going to try to keep it going for you guys, keep new guests.
Oh, the podcast this year is going to be great.
More comedy.
It will.
Yeah. It's already good, but
we're going to pump it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got to get some video going.
That was ominous.
We want to just appreciate everybody that's been hitting us up. Oh, also, Carlos that hit me on Instagram. Shout out to you. Love your artwork, man. Sorry it took so long for me to shout you out. All right. Peace and love. We see y'all next time.
Peace.
Wow. What?
That was really good.
Okay.
That was fucking great.
So, if you can...
You sound surprised.
No.
What? Are they bad?
No.
They are bad. No.